Morning Watch, Living and Serving According to God's Economy Concerning the Church, Week 9. The Function of the Church, the Corporate Manifestation of God in the Flesh, Saturday. Related Verses, Revelation 21, 2 and 11, 1 and 3 through 10. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Having the glory of God, her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, as clear as crystal. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and the sea is no more. And I heard a loud voice out of the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will tabernacle with them, and they will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them and be their God. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more. Nor will there be sorrow, nor crying, or pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. And he who sits on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said, Write, for these words are faithful and true. And he said to me, They have come to pass. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to him who thirsts from the spring of the water of life freely. He who overcomes will inherit these things, and I will be God to him, and he will be a son to me. But the cowardly and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and fornicators and sorcerers and idolaters and all the false, their part will be in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and spoke to me, saying, Come here, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away in spirit onto a great and high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. Related reading. We need to exercise ourselves unto the manifestation of God in our flesh in all things. Paul compares exercise unto godliness to bodily exercise. Physical exercise benefits our health, but it is profitable only for a little. It does not compare to the profit of exercise unto godliness. Exercise unto godliness is profitable for all things. After George Mueller was saved, he became a godly man. The first thing he did every morning was to read the Bible and pray, mingling his prayer with the reading of the Word. Mueller's practice to combine his prayer with his reading of the Word of God no doubt contributed to his long life. The Word of God washes away our worries and anxieties and brings us joy. Practicing to receive the joy of God every day through reading and praying over the Word will help us to be healthy both spiritually and physically. We can pray, Lord, I am weak, but you are within me. Lord, help me, strengthen me, stand with me, and empower me to exercise myself unto godliness in all things. In cutting our hair, we can exercise ourselves unto godliness. In buying a pair of shoes, we can pray, Lord, is this pair of shoes suitable for the manifestation of God? We need to pray, Lord, does hanging this picture in my living room manifest God? If we pray in this way, the Lord will speak to us and lead us in living a godly life. This is to exercise ourselves unto godliness. In the church life, there should be the manifestation of God in the flesh. In order for this to be the situation, there must be in the church the glorious union of God and man. Inwardly, we should have God, but God is manifested in the flesh through a normal and proper humanity. All those in the church life, the brothers and the sisters, the elderly ones and the young ones, should behave in a way that is normal and fitting for their respective ages. Instead of pretense, there should be a genuineness that is both human and divine. The church, as the house of God, is the living God becoming flesh and being manifested in the flesh. In the four Gospels, God was manifested in the flesh in Jesus as a single individual. But in 1 Timothy 3, God's manifestation in the flesh is in the entire church corporately. Not only is Christ the great mystery of godliness, but in principle, the church is also God manifested in the flesh. Christ is the manifestation of God in the flesh, but so is the church. When we meet together in the Spirit, God is manifested among us. This is the manifestation of God in the flesh. Just as Christ the head is the manifestation of God in the flesh, so also is his body. If the whole church is gathered together in a proper way, and an unbeliever comes in, falling on his face, he will worship God, declaring that indeed God is among you. God's presence is known whenever the church meets together properly. We admit that we are still flesh, but the God who lives in our spirit will be manifested, expressed in our flesh. This manifestation must be not merely individual, but corporate, because the proper church life is the corporate manifestation of God in the flesh. The church of the living God is the consummate mystery of godliness. For the church to be the corporate expression of God in the flesh, everyone in the church must be transformed. The church, as the manifestation of God in the flesh, is the house of God, but the new Jerusalem will be the city of God, signifying that the new Jerusalem, as the manifestation of God in the new creation, will be the enlargement and consummation of the church to express God in eternity.